Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today we'll be reading a poem by Elizabeth Ferris of Fitchburg, Wisconsin, Where the Soul is Meant to Be. It portrays Horican Marsh in its autumning as the poet, in the gesture of crane, speaks to migration. Where the Soul is Meant to Be. The sun, low in the sky, opens the day across Horican Marsh, revealing hoarded masses of cattails. 50 miles away on my sixth floor apartment's tiny balcony, Daichi. I align my spine, breathe deeply, remind myself to slow down. My pace is gentle, my movements fluid. The white crane spreads its wings. Falls fallen leaves falling once again to rest upon Horican's moss-covered banks, jagged edges laced with floating sludge. I slowly turn my palm upwards, but surly hooping arises below on the busy street. A car alarm scorches the morning's easy awakening. At the marsh's inlet, white lather becomes sequestered among the reeds. Glossy frogs and water bugs scurry into darkened spaces as dawn spills into their home. My practice resumes. I take a watchful step as my arm glides to the right, becoming the wing I cannot have. Soon, too soon, our earth will speak of the inevitable. The winds will blow and snow will arrive, and your marsh's water will freeze over. The southern places are calling. Do you hear them calling? The white crane spreads its wings. The white crane spreads its wings. You have been listening to a poem by Elizabeth Ferris of Fitchburg, Wisconsin, Where the Soul is Meant to Be. This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information is at wfop.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at CatherineYoungWriter.com. Podcasts of this reading will be available at WDRT.org.